As General David Petraeus testifies on Capitol Hill this week about progress in Iraq, his message is clear. That nation remains fragile, and he will not endorse any further withdrawal of troops. That means many troops will be facing third or even fourth combat tours.
They were gone for nearly 2 years, and before that, they had been in Bosnia, and Cynthia's going to focus.
Modern day warriors, we were soldiers of fortune. Rifle powder flowed through the air like orchids. Depleted uranium, unexpended ordnance. Mike said that when I dreamed, I spit out coordinates. This is for my vets from Vietnam and Iraq, who they expect to work a 9-to-5 for a check. Much respect, don't ever let us forget about them. Always remind them this country wouldn't be shit without them. While they rake in their oil revenue when they sniff the powder, we work their banquets, booger their rolls, and piss the chowder. But I'll be honest with you, war was not intended. Cause 9-11 happened 5 months after I enlisted. I represent the fresh recruit, 18-year-old in boot camp. I represent the people trying to get change for food stamps. I represent for system children and MAC survivors. Babies dependent on drugs instead of pacifiers. They I'm a soldier. Don't let it get you down. You're a soldier. Trained for this. They don't know you went to the range for this. You're a soldier. Born, bred, and made. Probably not the most sane or well behaved, but you're a soldier. You do the jobs they can't, the jobs they won't. It was you who survived them camps, cause you're a soldier. For every POW and MIA, we will never forget that
there's more talent in our jails in the military than there is in the whole entire industry. For most of us, all it would have took was to meet each other, but we never had the resources to be discovered. We wait to ETS until we all come back from Iraq with PTS. So most of us just stay in and PCS. A lot of soldiers like white, cause it'll beat the test. I clean my rifle daily, and I prepared for attack. I fell hook, line, and sinker for the snare and the trap. If you only knew the baggage I brought back from Iraq, you would understand the way that I act. This is not about me, this is about we. Us during basic training, us in AIT. Us at the rifle range, us doing PT. Trained to shoot enemies before enemies shoot me. Like it or not, I'm a soldier.
They said, don't let you get you down, you're a soldier. Trained for this, they don't know you went to the range for this. You're a soldier. Born, bred, and made. Probably not the most sane or well behaved, but you're a soldier. You do the jobs they can't, the jobs they won't. It was you who survived them camps, cause you're a soldier. For every POW and MIA, we will never forget that Jesus don't let you get you down. You're a soldier. Trained for this, they don't know you went to the range for this. You're a soldier. Born, bred, and made. Probably not the most sane or well behaved, but you're a soldier. You do the jobs they can't, the jobs they won't. It was you who survived them camps, cause you're a soldier. For every POW and MIA, we will never forget that you are soldiers.
Yeah. For anybody who's ever put on a